1. Exercise 2, page 138. Tourism challenges and changes. We all enjoy visiting new places, but tourism can be a blessing or a curse for the people that live in the area we visit. It can create jobs and bring wealth to a region, but it can also damage the environment and the traditional way of life. In 1980, R.W. Butler, a British geographer, published his Tourism Area Life Cycle, TALC, model, which showed how areas affected by tourism usually change over time. Here we take a look at his idea. In the initial exploration phase, local people and authorities start to think about the possibility of attracting tourists to the area and planning what they need. The involvement stage is where tourism begins to take off. Local people may start offering rooms for rent, and investors may purchase land for tourist development. Authorities will be under pressure to develop transport systems, such as roads and airports, and particular types of seasonal tourist activity may develop. In the development phase of a destination, everything will be expanding. The range of hotel and resort accommodation available, the number of restaurants and shops, and the types of tours and activities visitors can take part in. There is a lot of advertising to attract people to the place. In the consolidation phase, growth in tourist numbers slows for the first time. This could be because other areas or countries are starting to offer better value alternatives, or it could be deliberate, with a destination wanting to be seen as exclusive. In the stagnation stage, tourist numbers will stop increasing. This will typically be because the destination has become less fashionable, or maybe less desirable, as it has become overcrowded. Often at this stage, the environmental impacts of tourist development will become clear. In this phase, a number of outcomes are possible. It could be that people stop investing money in developing the destination, and so it goes through a time of continued stagnation. Even worse, as an area gets a reputation for environmental problems, or for being overcrowded, or just too expensive, tourist numbers experience a decline. Alternatively, a region can reinvent or expand its tourism industry, and a rejuvenation in tourist numbers may occur.